Hello, this is Salamando with the Salamando Cast, Episode 2, Questions and Answers 2. I got an email with a set of fairly standard, but hopefully still pretty interesting questions that I will try to go through. Question number 1, how did you get into writing femdom erotica? Mostly just sort of wrote a few things, posted them online. They had kind of a decent response. And then I didn't write anything for many years. I'm not sure why. I guess I was focused on other projects. I don't know. I guess after a while, I wasn't really writing anything else, so I just sort of wrote it as a, I won't even say a practice thing, just as something to write, I guess. And I was already going to a few forums where there were people that had, there was like story sections on the forum that people would post stuff to. So I just sort of threw a few things down just to see what the response was. I initially thought my stuff would be way too weird for people to like, but I was surprised and it ended up being more popular than I thought it was going to be. And pretty much, like I said, from there, I just kind of kept at it. Question number 2, what kind of scenes, erotic or non-erotic, do you enjoy writing the most? I guess for erotic, it would be writing the actual sex scenes. I mean, that's kind of what we're all here for, as reader and writer. But beyond the sex scenes, I guess it's just kind of fun taking the characters and just kind of letting them write themselves. Very often, I won't say erotica writing is fully free form. I'll usually have at least an idea I'm working towards or building off from. But it can be fun to take the characters and put them in a scenario where they're forced to talk or interact and kind of just seeing how they start developing their own different voices, so to speak, and kind of seeing what goes from there. Number 3, which of my settings do I like the most and why? Limiting this to erotica, of course, I guess the sex mage world, because it so fully encapsulates all of my sexual fantasies into one setting. And it's also pretty interesting, I think, in terms of, unlike, say, Severo or, especially the Centurions. I haven't even really developed the Centurions. Severo is interesting to me because it is a fully, it is a fantasy world. It's not Earth, so I can theoretically throw pretty much anything I want onto it. And that's cool and all, but I haven't really gotten that developed with it. It has come a long way since I first came up with the idea, but I guess I haven't dedicated enough writing projects to it to really kind of flesh it out as much as I would have liked by this point. The sex mage world is intriguing, though, because, you know, it takes our world and it puts one really weird supernatural element on it, and kind of just sort of seeing where the fallout comes from in terms of how do various people, various cultures, and such react to the magic being there. I'm not saying I do a particularly good job of capturing that. I wouldn't say I'd be able to even accurately guess what my own country's reactions would be to the presence of the magic. It's interesting kind of juxtaposing that high fantasy element with a mundane setting and just kind of seeing how things play out. And because of that, I've been able to really kind of develop the world a lot more than I thought I was going to. Again, I don't think it's particularly realistic, anything that I've come up with, especially for, like, once you get past the cult wars, you start forming the queendoms. But there's a lot of stuff you can do with those concepts, especially coming up with, like, all the different types of queendoms you can have, and being able to just go to any part of the world and just do a fresh story every time and see different perspectives and all that. If I could change one major aspect of one of my settings, what would it be? Well, going back to the sex mage world, I think I've always kind of had an issue between how much I kind of want to make it more fantastical versus how more grounded I want to make it. Because really, the sex mage world is only supposed to be real-world Earth, but with this one weird sexual magic element added on top of it. I've written plenty of articles about, like, the deeper lore of, like, how the magic got there and all the different possibilities that it could go. And then I guess technically the official canon is that it ties into the Severo mythologies, and, you know, sex magic is part of this conspiracy to have Earth get swallowed by a dark dimension. And it's very silly. And the funny thing is, none of that really bears much impact on the vast majority of the stories I've already written. But at the same time, it's kind of stuck in my head as being part of the canon. I've been actually thinking recently of doing like a reboot of it, changing the magic slightly, and changing the way the official timeline goes and everything. I think of all the things I'd probably get rid of would probably be the cult war nonsense. I don't necessarily mind the idea of sex magic being there because, I don't know, Jahi or Delissa accidentally or purposefully put it there. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, the character of Zane and how he could have brought sex magic to Earth as a means of capturing the planet to make up for his failure to have his own world be taken by his master Tamiel. But then again, that's like high fantasy crazy shit from the world of Sevierro that doesn't really make any sense thematically with the sex mage world itself. And then the cult wars themselves don't really make a whole lot of sense to me in terms of, I do believe there'd be people joining cults possibly, but I don't think that there'd suddenly be this year where a whole bunch of them suddenly decide to go to war with each other, and this just causes a giant global mass rioting and all this shit that that destroys the cohesiveness of the global economy and geopolitical structure of all the countries on the planet. If I needed some kind of triggering event to cause the queendoms to form, I guess I'd just have it happen more naturally over time. The Megami would just kind of take over positions of power because they're just the most powerful. And, I don't know. I guess I would... I just kind of have the sex mage world mostly as it is, but take away all like the crazier lore shit. It's cool in my head that there's kind of this deeper lore that is kind of crazy and fantastical, but I'm pretty sure the vast majority of my readers don't give a shit about it. And I'm always kind of vacillating back and forth between whether I want to keep it in or not. And it seems like even if I keep it in, I don't actually have that many plans to do anything with it. You know, like, technically the sex mage world is on the way to a magical apocalypse, but I haven't wanted to write the apocalypse story for pretty much ever since I first made it up, and so I don't really kind of want to bother going there. So removing all the crazier shit would definitely keep that from being an issue. Next question. If you could bring one of your characters back from the dead, who would you choose and why? Have I had any major character deaths? I guess in Seven Stars and Prize Student. Those are kind of train wreck stories, though. I don't know. I think I'm kind of good with the stuff as it is. I can't think of any particular character I'd want to bring back, per se, that I couldn't already just undo by rewriting the, you know, just rewriting that story. I guess with Seven Stars, I regret a lot of how that story kind of wrote itself into a corner, and I think, even though I think the scene is effective, the ending part of Book 1, where Diem and Rue, Diem kills Rue and then gets killed by Emmer, and that kind of complicates the whole narrative, because now their powers get transferred to two other new characters that I have to suddenly introduce as new villains. And Rue and Diem were kind of fun characters, and I was starting to like the dynamic between them, even though I knew it wasn't going to last. But, by the end of Book 1 of Seven Stars, they're both dead, and it's kind of ambivalent whether Emmer is dead or not. And so I'm not really sure. That's one of the reasons I'm not sure where to go with that story. Next question. What other erotica authors do you recommend? Well, actually, if you go on my blog and you go under Tables of Content, there is a recommendation setting. There's over a dozen people that I recommended people on there that have written supernatural femdom. Some of it kind of like mine. Others, you know, definitely with their own take and their own spin on things. If you want recommendations, I would just say go there and check them all out. And final question, how do I get started writing erotica? Well, I guess it depends on your goals. But I would say if you just want to write it, then just do like I did and just do it. Just write it down. And one thing to kind of note with erotica that I don't think necessarily applies to other fiction is the focus. I mean, I guess it depends on how you view erotica. If you're just writing, if you're trying to write literature that just happens to have a lot of sex in it, then you definitely want to focus on telling a really good story, you know. If by erotica you just mean you're wanting to write sex scenes and sex fantasies, you can kind of get away with a lot of, how do I put this? You can get away with not having a very good story or particularly good characters as long as you're able to do an erotic atmosphere and a good sex scene. You'll see this a lot with kind of the majority of amateur sex stories that have been written. A lot of it is just getting straight to the sex. A lot of my stuff is just getting straight to the sex. But in that case, like I said, I think the effectiveness of that story, what people are looking for is good atmosphere and good seduction, good character interaction. You don't really have to go out of your way to explain much about the story. A lot of the stories are just a quick setup just to get you into the point where the action happens. Keep that in mind, I guess. Also, it depends on what kind of fetish you're looking to write about. Even if you don't think you're doing anything fetishistic, if your focus is mostly romantic, if you're looking for an audience, it would behoove you to find places that cater to that theme. There is, of course, literotica, which caters to pretty much everything. But even there, people get really uppity about what category you put it in, so make sure you're putting it in the right category. Otherwise, I would say find forums or website story archives that have this particular fetish focus that you're looking for. So, for example, if you like to write stories about face-sitting, there are some websites out there that focus on face-sitting as their primary fetish theme. Go post there if you're looking for an audience. And if you're looking professionally, I would say even then, it helps to get some free stuff out there and try to get into a community and get your stuff known, build up an audience before you start trying to sell ebooks or publish, you know, traditional print. I would almost recommend going the ebook route because it's really easy to do these days, and it's kind of the hot thing. It's the hot new medium, as it were, for writing, and a lot easier, I think, for people to still be able to support you financially by buying your stuff, but then you can kind of go cheap with the prices, because you don't have a lot of the middle management sort of and the overhead costs that kind of jack up the prices of print stuff. But that's just my perspective on things. But yeah, important thing is try to build up an audience for at least a little bit beforehand, just to kind of get you well known, and so at least you'll have that foundation for people who might be interested in buying your stuff. Otherwise, I don't really have much experience with print media or trying to get published through the more traditional channels. I just kind of went independent right away, just because it was kind of easy to do, thanks to services like Smashwords and Amazon and such. And otherwise, it's basically all my advice is just, you know, like with any writing, just start writing and, you know, keep practicing and find places to post the stuff that kind of goes along with the theme you're going with. Okay, so that was the whole set of questions, and hopefully this was informative and entertaining. And I will see you in the next podcast.